This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Scientists say nearly half of the American West has emerged from drought following a winter full of heavy snow and several massive rainstorms. The precipitation hasn't entirely replenished the region, but all that rain and snow means California can provide 100% of the water requested by cities and farms for the first time in years. Some of the excess water has also been diverted to farmland as a way to replenish groundwater by letting it slowly percolate into the ground. Snowmelt has been slow so far, and if that continues, it would help reduce the danger of flooding and delay onset of the worst wildfire danger. Starting this summer, you won't be able to use cash to get into Rocky Mountain National Park or Mesa Verde. The parks say it's making the change to reduce the amount of time rangers spend managing paper money at entry gates. Rocky's switch takes place on June 1st. After that, visitors will have to use a card or mobile pay for park entry. You can also still use cash to buy prepaid passes at nearby visitor centers. A man convicted of kidnapping and robbery at the Cherry Creek Mall 23 years ago will be let out of prison. CPR's Alison Sherry has the story.
A woman had kids in the car in the parking lot when a man at gunpoint ordered her to drive to a bank and get him some cash. She picked Jason Hogan out of a lineup, but told police she didn't get a good look at the man's face. A similar crime was committed a few weeks later, and police thought they were connected, but ruled Hogan out in the second crime. They didn't present that evidence to prosecutors at the trial, though. In an agreement between the Denver District Attorney's Office and Hogan's Innocent Project attorneys, he pleaded guilty to a lesser crime and will now be let out of prison instead of serving his 77-year sentence. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.